Hey there. Did you know Kroger always gives you savings and rewards on top of our lower than low prices? And when you download the Kroger app, you'll enjoy over $500 in savings every week with digital coupons. And don't forget fuel points to help you save up to $1 per gallon at the pump. Want to save even more? With a Boost membership, you'll get double fuel points and free delivery. So shop and save big at Kroger today. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Savings may vary by state. Restrictions apply. See site for details.
From the ACC Network, the one and only Eric McLean, Gramlich and McLean podcast. They do previews. They do reviews of the weekend of ACC football. And Eric put out his ACC power poll and still has Clemson number one. Why Clemson number one over North Carolina, Mr. McLean?
Yeah, Adam, first of all, just want to say our condolences, man, to the University of Virginia, those players and their families. It's just such a senseless thing, man, any time a life is taken. And just kind of wanted to put that out there and praying for those guys and their families. But, yeah, man, looking at that poll, I had the Tar Heels number one last week and really thought that Clemson, needed to be in the doghouse a little bit after the performance that we saw. Against the Notre Dame team, where just really defensively didn't have much of a pulse, in the middle and end of the game and just got ran all over. But, looked like a much more inspired team, looked like the team that I had seen for most of the year against the Cards, a team that was red hot. A lot of people saying playing as one of the best teams in the entire conference. And, outside of a trash touchdown or a touchdown in trash time there at the end, they really dominated Louisville and looked kind of back to their old self. So, not sure why it took for a loss, for the Tigers to get back inspired, but they look to be playing as their old selves.
I appreciate the fact that you punished you punished Clemson by knocking them down a spot. Outstanding. Eric McLean is joining us here on the Adam Gold Show. You elevated Clemson back up. So other than, the defense showing a pulse and they obviously had their way with Louisville. What do you think their ceiling is? Do you think they're done as a playoff team?
I don't, man. I think, if Carolina or Clemson, go one loss and win the ACC, I think that they have a real shot of getting in. We historically have never seen it not happen. One loss or better ACC champ has always been in the playoff. We've seen that. Chaos is going to happen. We know that for a fact. So I think there's a real opportunity for either of those teams, certainly with more of the balanced attack that Clemson does have offensively. And then, of course, having the defense that for a majority of the time plays at a very high level, you think they'd probably be better suited. But it's hard to look past the Drake May factor, man, as he's playing truly, I think, right now, the best quarterback in the entire country.
See, I agree. If you took the numbers from all the best quarterbacks – and took the names off of them.
Right.
Drake May's got better numbers.
Runaway. He's a runaway. Absolutely.
How much of a factor is who you've played?
For the Heisman, you're saying?
Yeah, for the Heisman, because it impacts the numbers. I think who you play does matter.
Yeah, no question. And I think, at the end of the day, when you look at their strength of record, their strength of schedule, things of that nature, it's not as glaring as it could be. And at the end of the day, I think winning is more important. I think there were so many, guys who had been performing at a high level, maybe in this conference in years past. And folks would point out, well, they're not winning games. And it's great that he's doing that on that team, but here's, the deal. Well, they have one loss and they're going to be in the top 15 in the college football playoff when it comes tomorrow, maybe even a little higher. And I just think that all that will come into account, as well as the importance of what he is to his team. Like, that's a big part of the Heisman Trophy. Like, this dude literally is all of North Carolina. You take him away, my goodness, look at what's left. And, him in the run game and, of course, what he does through the air, but, just as a leader as well. So, for me, man, I think that, of course, if you had a bunch of, ranked teams and these crazy out-of-conference games, that would obviously help. But I think when you look at some of the cross matchups that he does have with some of the other, potential winners. You look at C.J. Stroud versus Notre Dame.
Yep.
Drake May's numbers destroy his. You look at Hendon Hooker versus Pittsburgh. C.J. or you know, Drake May's numbers just kill Hendon's there too. So there are some common opponents that we can measure directly and, you know, kind of see how they did. And I think that's a really easy evaluation for folks.
Eric McLean, ACC Network, at Eric McLean on Twitter. Gramlich and McLean, the podcast, which is up to, I believe, episode 2080 at this point. I don't know how many it is. It's over 200, isn't it?
It is. It's over 200. I think at 230-ish, somewhere around there. So it's crazy how much quickly time can fly.
It really is. It is remarkable. You guys do a great job. So let me ask you about you guys were up in Syracuse for the Syracuse-Florida State game. I was a little nervous about that from a Florida State perspective because we all want the brand names in the league to be back. We want Florida State to be back. We want Miami at some point to be back, even though they have demonstrated that they are not. I'm still not 100% sold on Florida State, but I thought this was a dangerous one because I think Syracuse's defense, at the very least, is pretty good. But man, Florida State looked awfully good. So give me your take on where we are on the Florida State timeline.
Yeah, well, you know, what's fascinating about Cuse, man, is these last four games, man, they've just been in a really tough spot defensively because the way that they are built, the way that defense is designed, being a 3-3-5, is to have athletes on the field, is to have, you know, speed, to have maybe some confusion, try to overload, and of course, have people in coverage and make a quarterback confused. When you play a run-heavy team, they don't care about any of that. They're going to line up. Mm-hmm. They're going to mash your guys up front. They're going to get to the next level and just have these big bodies that get on you. And that's exactly what FSU did. I was honestly shocked that FSU threw it as much as they did, but Jordan Travis was just playing at such a high level.
Yep.
I guess they just wanted to keep calling. I mean, I think he had one incompletion or maybe two incompletions, just nuts, you know, in a conference game at the Power 5 level, you know, to see him be that efficient. But that's a couple of weeks in a row now. You know, we've seen that from him, and they're feeling really good, man. We spoke to Jared Bursch. We spoke to Jordan Travis. We spoke to Coach Norvell a couple of times when we were in Syracuse on the huddle there, and they're just feeling really good. That they're confident in their preparation. They feel like they really, you know, kind of were able to turn a page and get refreshed after that three-game skid and going into their bye week. They got healthy, and so they've got a real – opportunity here to finish the season, and you're looking at double-digit wins with a bowl game victory. I mean, it's remarkable to see, you know, the turnaround, the buy-in, and just where these guys are and how quickly. I mean, my gosh, they were 0-4 to start the season. We all thought they were dead in water, wouldn't win another game. They turned it around then, and they've taken it to another level this season.
Yeah, and it also, and not even in a roundabout way, it directly benefits Clemson. Because sure. If Florida State can win out, which would include a win over Florida, it just makes Clemson's college football ranking resume look that much better because of a win over a ranked team. And Clemson was significantly better than Florida State in that day. So it doesn't help Carolina because Carolina didn't take on Florida State. But it also helps just the overall strength of the league to have another ranked team in there. Just to get back to Drake May. Have you talked to, you know, whether it's people at the network or other evaluators about just how good May is as a quarterback? The numbers can always be deceiving in terms of how good you are as a quarterback because the college game is so different. But in terms of May as an NFL prospect.
You know, it's interesting, Adam, I've spoken to four quarterbacks who have played at that level that work for ESPN. I'm not going to sit here and name drop them.
Okay.
I don't want them to, you know, get excited or anything of that nature because he said this. But I asked, what can he get better at? I said, what next year could he do to improve? You know what the answer was? Stay healthy. Don't get hurt. There is no flaws to his game. Now, surely once we have a full offseason, everybody kind of dives into the tape. I'm sure there'll be one or two things that I can sit here and tell you. Maybe it's, you know, get the ball out quicker at times where he might take a sack or runs out of bounds and loses some yards. He needs to throw the ball away or sliding. My goodness, that was a thing for a little bit. He was taking these big hits.
Yep.
Like, what are you doing? But that was the common theme, you know, from four different guys who played at the next level for a very long time that just said he's got it. He reminds us a lot of Justin Herbert with his build. And, of course, wearing the number 10 I think helps. But the way that he can throw the football, the way that, you know, he can make those, you know, Patrick Mahomes type throws where the awkward angles that we've seen Matthew Stafford do as well as Aaron Rodgers and those guys, he's just got it. And the understanding of the offense to be so young is extremely impressive. So for me, Adam, that's the biggest thing. Don't get overconfident. Understand that you need to go back to basics each and every year and continue to build, which I know he will, but that young man's going to be in a really prime spot to be the first overall draft pick come his time.
Yes, the Panthers are hoping to time it out where they have maybe a chance.
They're doing a great job of it. They're doing a great job.
Oh, man. All right. Do you have a theory as to what ailed NC State? They had 14-0 on Boston College. They looked dominant. They actually had another drive that they ended up turning it over on downs, and they got stuffed to the goal line. It could have been worse, and then they end up getting beat 21-20. Thoughts on that?
It was a really weird, just kind of tale of two halves there, because like you just said there, you know, we did the halftime of the game and just said, yeah, NC State, keep doing you, man. Keep doing the little things well. This is going to be a great little victory here for you. You're going to be feeling really good. And then just the second half, the turnovers started to mount up. The run game, for whatever reason, wasn't producing, but we kept going to it. And, you know, to run the ball 40-plus times, an NC State team that doesn't run the ball super well and hasn't in a couple of years, it was very interesting. And I thought MJ, you know, as good as he's played and as good as he's going to be, looked a little bit like a freshman towards the end of the game when some adversity was hitting. But I think you also have to give so much credit to Jeff Hafley and Boston College. I mean, they never flinched. They never quit. And this is certainly not a season that they thought they'd be having at all. But they kept fighting, and they found a way. And I think Moorhead is a really special talent, and they felt really good about him kind of coming into this season if he ever got a shot. But 6'5", 230, man, you can't teach it. And he's got a rocket launcher of an arm. I think the future's pretty bright there. And, of course, Zay Flowers, just a man on a mission that, you know, every time he gets the ball, he's trying to score. And you see that, you know, just intensity in his game. He just took it to another level. And ultimately, you know, they got the big W there. So going to be an interesting rebound, you know, for NC State this week as they're taking on Louisville. I mean, again, a hot team that defense is playing really well. It's going to be a challenge going to that place.
So one of the things I would like to do, and I sort of have access to a former college head coach, but I'd love to sit and watch a game with a former head coach and ask this question as a team is trying to possess the ball at the end, run out the clock, if you will. And what is more important, making a team use their timeouts or pick up first downs? Because it happened to NC State. They seemed very willing to just run the ball and either force BC to use their timeouts or, when the timeouts were gone, just to drain time off the clock rather than try to pick up a first down, even at the risk of stopping the clock with an incomplete pass, because State needed to keep the ball.
Yeah, I think that's a good point too, man. Just the
Hey, it's Adam Golden. I'm in studio with my friend Coach Pete DeRuiter with the Capital Financial Advisory Group. Is it ever too soon to seek out you and your expertise?
Really, there's no too soon. It's time to get serious. So if you're 50 or over, we call it the financial red zone. And that's when really it's time for you to take control of your money and make sure you have a firm on your side that's a fiduciary planning firm, which means they take your side at all times. Now, we'll do this for the next 10 of you who call. This is a $1,000 value, but I'm going to waive my planning fee to make sure you get your total retirement plan and you get on the right path for retirement.
Call 888-843-0013, 888-843-0013, or text Adam to 600-700.
Adam Gold is a paid spokesman. Investment advisory services offered by Capital Financial Advisory Group, a North Carolina registered investment advisor.
Oh, man, the reserved, you know, kind of play calling, the, you know, let's not lose the game kind of mentality for me is just, it's such an easy way to get beat. And look, I've never been a play caller. I've never been a head coach. I haven't ever been in that situation. But I just always remember as a player, we had the mindset of we're not taking our foot off the gas. We want to keep going. We're not just going to, you know, not lose this game. We're going to win this game. And what does that mean is staying aggressive, calling play calls as if you would. And listen, I understand devil's advocate. I understand that you could say, well, what if you throw a pick here? What if you do this? Well, you turned it over anyway, trying to be conservative, and you see what it got you. So I'm with you, man. To me, it's always about keep the ball as long as you can, get that first down, keep our offense alive, and do whatever it takes to win a football game. I don't ever want to play the let's try to give them as much or as little of the clock as we can. I don't want to give them the ball back. Right. That's kind of my mentality.
That's, to me, that's the best way to run out the clock is to keep the ball.
Yeah.
the best way. I'm happy to risk an incomplete pass, which stops the clock. I'm happy to do that if I think it gives me the best chance to keep the ball. It looked like on that last drive, before Boston College took the lead, that State was trying to drain the clock by running the ball real quick. Was that a bad pass interference call?
Man, I didn't like it. I think it was pass interference, but I just don't know if you'd call it there. I think that there wasn't enough to where I'm like, oh, yeah, that's easy. By the rule, I think it was what it was. But I hated seeing it called right there.
Yeah, I didn't think it was pass interference. and I hated it being called there, not because I wanted State to win. It had nothing to do with it. I am a somebody who just wants the game called right. And
right.
I thought that was a poor call.
You hate to see a referee, man, at the end of a game kind of have that big of a game-changing thing. It just, you love to see them take themselves out of it.
Yeah, I also thought that the flag came in a little late, unless he threw it really high, and it just took a long time for it to hit the ground. I don't know how that works. Eric McLean, ACC Network, Gramlich and McLean podcast. Thank you so much, my friend. I'll talk to you soon.
Always, brother. Appreciate you very much.
You got it.
Hey there. Did you know Kroger always gives you savings and rewards on top of our lower-than-low prices? And when you download the Kroger app, you'll enjoy over $500 in savings every week with digital coupons. And don't forget fuel points to help you save up to $1 per gallon at the pump. Want to save even more? With a Boost membership, you'll get double fuel points and free delivery. So shop and save big at Kroger today. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Savings may vary by state. Restrictions apply. See site for details.